Representatives of Eagle County, the town of Basalt, and Pitkin County gathered in El Jebel, with a room full of attendees watching closely. Commissioners and town councilors were supposed to discuss a range of issues from education to a kayak park, but a shortage in daycare and affordable housing took center stage. Basalt Town Manager Mike Scanlon said it was up to elected officials to tackle those problems because he and county managers usually handle far simpler issues.
A street light that's out, a water line that's broken. We know what the solutions are. They're easy to resolve.
Whereas a lack of rental housing and childcare is a community-wide problem, officials seemed similarly daunted by those issues but tried to find at least one solution to pursue. Eagle County Commissioner Kathy Chandler Henry suggested using an already existing method.
It seems to me like the open space is a good model. The Pitkin County and Eagle County have been collaborating on open space and, for example, identifying and Basalt, that we want to make open space in the valley floor in this mid-valley area. So could we do that with housing?
Other attendees pointed to RAFTA as an example of many jurisdictions successfully joining forces to improve local services. Several at the table pushed for a concrete step forward. Basalt Town Council member Rick Stevens.
And most of the development that's going to happen in the next 10 to 15 years is going to happen here. My suggestion is the town of Basalt does the work, and Eagle and Pitkin assign someone to that effort. In the case of daycare, we pick a site, come up with an idea of what to do with it.
Stevens and others highlighted property Basalt already owns. In the end, representatives of Eagle and Pitkin counties and Basalt agree to create a subcommittee to look at the most affordable and effective ways to improve housing and childcare options. Nearly everyone in the room praised the group for meeting for the first time to address those issues. John Bennett is director of the Cradle to Career Initiative.
There's more support for these issues among yourselves combined than we have seen maybe ever in this valley. It's quite extraordinary. There's a groundswell of community support. There's so many different organizations from Parachute to Aspen thinking about and working on these issues.
The three governments plan to continue hashing out possible affordable housing and childcare projects at another to-be-determined meeting. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.